Hey, what's good, everybody? This is Tamaya Robles. I am the host of this podcast, Adoption Exposed, the Black Orphaned Adopted Foster Child Podcast. Welcome, welcome. So in case you're wondering, all of those adjectives, yes, that was me. Yes, that was, and still is me. I'm still black. But anyway, welcome, welcome. And before I get into today's episode, I just want to say thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for participating, downloading, sharing, all of that. I know this is a touchy subject. I know within the Black and Brown community, this is very rarely discussed openly. But, you know, I'm trying to make a safe, comfortable platform for it. So hopefully, you know, you guys are feeling it. I do notice that some of y'all are peeping me from different parts of the world. So what's good? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But I want to dive into yet another topic that I once again want to hear you guys' opinions on, and that's open versus closed adoptions. Open versus closed adoptions. That's some serious shit. I personally think it's mad serious because I had a closed adoption. And I have thoughts on it that are, in my opinion, positive, but that's just me. That's just me. What do you guys think? Are you guys considering open versus closed? Are you in a closed? Did you already do a closed adoption? Are you part of a closed adoption? Are you the adoptee in open versus closed? Let me know. Let me know your story. But anywho, so I I am not for open adoptions. I'm strongly against open adoptions. I actually hate open adoptions, if any of that makes sense. Unless I hear a scenario where it makes sense to me, I'm always going to think of the adoptee. I'm always going to think of the adopted kid. And again, and I say this often, and I'm going to continuously say this because it's really important, I think, how your child is the news of being adopted and how that situation is presented to your child. It's major and it impacts them for the rest of their life to the day they die. And it even affects how they raise their children. Real talk. I mean, I should do an episode on that. That'd be crazy. But let me explain. So again, I know everybody's situation is different. My situation is me being adopted was never a thing. As far as my parents were concerned, I came from them. I am of them. And that's it. That's all. No rap. We're not going to highlight anything in particular that emphasizes the fact that I'm adopted. And I think open adoptions do just that. That's why I don't fuck with it. I don't like it. It's like, it's a sign. It's beyond a neon sign. It's just an announcement everywhere you go. Like, this child isn't of ours. I don't even like the fact that this was ever an option to have an open adoption. Now, like other issues within the as far as adoptions are concerned and the laws, yeah, I got some problems with that, but I do not agree with an open adoption at all. So I think it negatively impacts the kid in the long run. I'm sure there's a lot of happy, healthy families and children that have open adoptions. But what is the purpose of adoption? Like, what does adoption mean? Like, you're adopted into the family. This is yours. So having an open adoption and then having the child being able to know and communicate with both sides of the family, I'm not feeling it personally. I think it builds confusion, especially if you get a child as a baby or a young child, toddler, whatever, that builds confusion. And what people already go through as adoptees are we already got mental issues. We already got we go through identity crisis already, and now you're just going to add this to it? Like, I'm not feeling that personally. So, and then in most cases, when a child is put up for adoption, it's not always like this love, beautiful love story or something where someone just happen to take you away from these amazing parents and this wonderful lifestyle, and now you're here. It's not like that. A lot of cases, there's adoptions. People are adopted or put up for adoption because they're unwanted. They have a really bad background. And the parent just wants the child to have a chance at a better life. So if you have an open adoption, how I would receive it as an adoptee is a couple ways. Like, one of the ways is like, do you want me or not? Right? Like, do you, what is the point of you still being in my life? And then but I'm still adopted. And then we got to keep talking about this, because I'm sure we're going to keep talking about it because it's confusing and it doesn't make sense. Like, you gave me up, but not really. And you're having more children after me. That's a whole episode. That's a whole, matter of fact, let me write that down now before I forget. Another episode, siblings, right? Siblings after adoption. Because that's a thing. Okay. And you know, I could get into that as well, but my particular story, it seems like I am the last child on both ends, both the sperm donor and the incubator side. So, but there were children before me and they didn't know of my existence. But if I had an open adoption, some of those kids might feel some type of way, like, damn, what's so special about this child? Why can't I be adopted? I told y'all, when I met my biological half-sister on the incubator side, one of the things that she told me is that she wished she was adopted. She wished, because of the type of incubator we had. And I can see that, right? And then when I was telling her about my life, she was like really admiring it, even though I told y'all I had a rough upbringing with my parents, but it had nothing to do with adoption. This is regular family shit, right? But what if I had an open adoption with the biological side, and then these are two drastically different types of households? My parents were upper class. My freaking biological is probably below the poverty level on both sides. Why the fuck would I want to be exposed to that? Why should I be exposed to that as a child? As a child. So there's a show I used to watch. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but it's called 16 and Pregnant on MTV. There is a couple, a young couple that I actually respect a lot. I have a lot of respect for them. But when they were 16, they got pregnant and they gave the baby up for adoption. And I've pretty much been following them low key for quite some time. Well, over the past couple of years, I haven't. But then I checked in recently because it showed up on my timeline. I was like, oh, look at them, right? So they had an open adoption. But the weird thing is the adoptive parents of the child, they seem like amazing parents. Amazing, amazing parents, right? Love this child to death. They protect her identity. They don't want her face shown on the internet and things like that, even though I'm pretty sure her local school and family and friends can figure out who she is and who her biological family is, but whatever. But the thing is, the biological, like, mother, who's really sweet, right? Sweetheart, the biological family is cool and everything like that. Well, the mother and father, they know they have a fucked up background, but she would always go through some emotional stress every time she's about to see her biological kid or when she gives her away. And that energy is being put on the baby for the rest of her life, as long as you got this open adoption thing. Now, they don't see the baby. Well, she should be a teenager by now. I think she's about like a teenager. Yeah, I think all the adopted kids are teenagers right now. I mean, not the adopted kid, all the babies from that show are now teenagers. But from the time she was born till now, because they still have this open adoption, they visit this kid maybe once a year, twice a year, whatever the parents allow. But the mom is just crying, like they have fun, they hang out or whatever. And then the dad's upset because he's an emotional biological father too. He's a really good guy. And but you're putting that weight on the kid. And then the kid has to go back to their parents, or maybe the parents are still there. I don't know, because again, I don't like or support open adoptions, but you have to constantly be part of that emotion. On when you chose to adopt the kid, like, you put them up for adoption. And then as time went on, the families, the biological parents, stayed together and had like two more kids. And then as they had two more kids, because it's an open adoption, they're like, oh, we want you to meet your sister. Oh, you know, this is the sister. And of course they get permission from the parents or whatever. And the parents are like, okay, that, just me talking about it is frustrating, annoying, and confusing. And not even confusing, but like, what the fuck? Either I'm adopted or I'm not adopted. Is this my mother or is this not my mother? Right? Is this my father or not my father? What do I call him? Uncle, uncle, dad, dad, uncle, auntie, mom, TT, mama? Like, what the fuck? I'm not putting myself through that. Why would I want to put a child through that? Now, if you want to tell your kid the truth as they get older, at a certain point when they're born, blah, 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 and then at a certain time frame, introduce them or whatever, that's something completely different. But they're giving the kid pictures of the family. Hey, this is new. Like, how do you think the adopted kid feels that you got kids after me? Like, yo, so you give me away, but you keep having kids. That's a thing that adoptees have a major problem with. Please believe. Please believe. Okay. If you don't believe me, I'm telling you, join these groups, join these adoption groups. They will tell you, man. They will fucking tell you, like, you, even if you are in a healthy, if you have a healthy family and you're cool with your identity and all that shit, right? Being put up for an adoption, it's a sense of being thrown away. Like, someone didn't want me. You don't know the backstory. You may never know the backstory. You may possibly know the backstory because it's just a open discussion in your family. I don't know, right? But good, bad, or indifferent, it's your, you weren't, it gives a feel of I wasn't wanted. So to have an open adoption, it's like, I don't want you, but I just want to see what you're doing. The fuck? So I, and then I could be like, see, that was my, like, I don't, I'm not feeling that shit, yo. That's not cool. And then the adoptive parents, I don't know what type of breed that is where you find it acceptable. You're okay with the fact that your kid is, this is supposed to be your baby, not the biological people, but this is your child, that you're going to allow yourself to mentally go through this and to mentally allow your child to mentally go through this, emotionally go through it. It's too merch. It's just too merch, right? Too much. Why? Why? You're making a bigger deal than necessary. If you're going to adopt, this is yours. It's yours. You, that's you right there. That's your bloodline right there. So then what's going to happen when the child has grandkids? Is this going to be an ongoing fucking thing? That's crazy. That's crazy. I don't agree. I really like them and they put a positive spin on it, but they're not the adopted kid. What I want to know is when this little girl is old enough to talk and show her face and all that shit, because she'll be 18, because her parents probably aren't going to let her do it until, you know, they have no choice, right? But I want to hear her truth, her side. What do you feel about this whole adoption thing, the fact that it was all over TV. So for the rest of your life, you're going to see your whole story from the time you were born to present day. How do you feel that you have basically four parents, because that's what it is, four parents, and one gave you up and had more kids, and then the other one's allowing this? Like, what the fuck, man? I'm sure everybody's intentions were good. I know everybody's going, well, fuck all that shit. The problem I have when it comes to adoptions and even the adoptive parents is you don't consider the child. You talk as if you understand or could possibly understand. You can't understand shit unless you have been adopted. Like, I remember when I was younger, because I was always on the fence about adoptions, right? So I was young, I think I was like 20. And I told somebody, I'm against adoption. Like, fuck all adoptions, this shit happened, whatever. I didn't think past that. I'm not saying it was an intelligent thought. But I was feeling, at that moment in my ignorant life, that's what I was feeling. And I told somebody who wasn't adopted, and they're like, oh, how can you say that? You know, there's so many people out here that can't have children or want to have children and, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And what the fuck? And what, every rebuttal was about everyone else but the adoptee and how the adoptee felt. And they were talking to an adoptee and still trying to correct me. Like, what you should do if you do wind up adopting, or if you have already adopted, what you should do when it comes to your child and their emotions is just listen, just fucking listen, and stay positive and give the most positive feedback as possible. And if you really just don't fucking know, just say, you know what? I hear you. I am trying my best to understand to the best of my capabilities, and I support what the fuck you say. That's it. That's all. You don't need to give any rebuttal because this is not happening to you. Take away the whole adoption thing. Say you've gone through things in life, as we all have, right? We've all gone through some shit in life. And then somebody decides to tell you what they think is best for you about your shit. Like, what the fuck? What? You haven't been in my shoes. You don't know what I've been through, what I've gone through, and why I feel the way I feel. So either just be a support system, right, and shut the fuck up, or just shut the fuck up, right? Boom. Boom. But this open adoption, I'm trying to tell you, I will never have an open adoption. If you feel that you really need to have an open adoption, just be a foster parent. Be a foster parent. Everything is, be the type of foster parent that is supportive and there for the family and the biological and the foster and all that. Right? Me, I'm too selfish. Was mine is fucking mine. Okay? Like, if somebody drops a kid off at my house right now with a note and says, I just can't do it, bitch, you, all right, then you just can't. We don't know you then. We're not going to try to find you. Well, obviously, I'm going to do the due diligence, but, you know, for the most part, the same day, I'm going to notify the police and all that, but hey, somebody dropped their kid, but instantly, boom, that's my child. This is my child. I'm adopting this child that was delivered to me by God on my step. It's mine. I ain't searching for, after y'all do what you gotta do, I'm not searching for mom. We're not having to open nothing. Okay? We're not having to open nothing. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it to myself. I'm not going to do it for my baby. All right. Since you guys love animals and dogs so much, right? I mean, do you guys have open adoptions with your fucking pets? So why would you do it with a human being? I'm going to end on that note. Think about it. Think about it. I'm against it, but tell me, you guys, be sure to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that. But I really want to hear your comments. Like, what you think? What do you think? Did you have an open adoption? What do you think? Should you have an open adoption? Like, let me know. All right. In the meantime, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your time, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.